Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Franco with Hobbo. And tonight, the one and only
Bobby
Call.
Bobby-O.
Hey, guys.
We're not going to call him Bobby-O. That doesn't work, Jim.
Oh. How's it going?
All right. So we're glad to have Dr. Call with us. He used to operate back there in the secondary at UVA. One of the most famous walk-ons in the history of Virginia football.
Absolutely.
Isn't that fair to say?
Number 27 is still used for that walk-on number.
Well, it certainly was number 27 on the program, but number one in their hearts, Bobby Call. All right. So another tough ball game. Wahoos came out and showed some guts. They gave up a short field score, and then they drove the field and got a score. And the defense did a good job for Virginia at times. The Virginia quarterback, Grayson Lambert, at times looked quasi-brilliant. Other times, not so much. And if Fairchild, the offensive coordinator, would stop calling those little one-yard out plays that seemed to just...
They're killing us. It was that play that started the downfall against North Carolina 2 or 3 weeks ago and had the interception that ended up giving the ball to Florida State at the Virginia 2-yard line. And then we had the backward screen pass that gave them the ball inside the 20. So basically Florida State had... three touchdowns where Virginia gave him the ball at like the 20-yard line.
Cheapies.
Or closer.
Too cheap. And, Virginia defense has shown a lot of pride. And the fact that they haven't been screaming and hollering on the sidelines and raising Cain, you got to tip your hat, because Henry Coley and Dada Romero and Anthony Harris, those guys have a lot of pride on the defensive side of the ball. And maybe over these next 2 weeks they can get the rest of the team together and get fired up and practice like it's like the end of the world and come out and stomp Miami in 2 weeks. All right, let's talk about next week's show. Next week's show, we have, tonight's show, besides Bobby being in studio with us, we've got Big Ted Jeffries, one of our favorite guests. Big Ted always has fantastic and interesting insights and a good sense of humor, talking about the basketball program. And believe it or not, Wahoos, basketball season starts this Friday.
Friday night.
Can you believe it?
Minus a couple of players.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. And also, we have Dr. Mike Mariscalco from Ortho Virginia joining us. At the bottom of the hour here, maybe like around 6:23 or so. And if Dr. Mariscalco would please call in and speak to our engineer, Douglas, the studio line is 345-0910. 345-0910. We've had a little miscommunication trying to catch up with him, and hopefully we can get him synced up tonight. All right. Hobbo, your first impressions of the football game, you and Bobby. Football team, what has Virginia got to do in these 2 weeks to rally the troops?
We had a couple of bad omens. Always a bad omen when you fumble on your first offensive possession.
That's weird.
And the other bad omen was when we bounced back and took the touchdown lead, and then we missed the extra point hitting the upright.
He hadn't done that since he's been at Virginia.
I think that's his first miss, certainly, of the year. And the downside was the field goal kicker from Florida State hits the upright and it goes through. So that tells you the football gods are not on your side all of a sudden. But, Virginia, on the one side, they did what they had to do, and that is they forced three turnovers. And which put the offense, and I think Virginia cashed in on each of those turnovers. I think
they did. You're right.
I think the first time this season that Virginia converted back to back turnovers into touchdowns.
But the unhappy news, had we forced three turnovers and not committed three turnovers, I think Virginia might have had a chance to win the game. And Bobby's the expert, but going in, I certainly felt that Virginia had to win the turnover battle to have a chance to win the game down there.
No doubt about that, Hobbo. And that really, those big plays are really what sink you. If you give away the ball, you're just not going to win. And looking ahead, luckily, we've got a week off to prepare. And, as far as a defender goes, you don't blame the offense for putting you in a bad spot. You just go in there and play your own game, right? Because you could mess up yourself. So, and you always want the other team, the other side of the ball rooting for you.
Well, it's another disappointing loss. And, a loss is a loss. And, you are what you are. And unfortunately, right now, we're 4-6. And in a hole, and as you say, the Cavs got the extra week of practice, got to figure out a way to win that final home game against a Miami team that certainly has improved during the course of the season. And then, of course, the final game at Virginia Tech down in Blacksburg. So,
A lot of it, Hobo, it's almost like an attitude that you expect to win. And then things do go your way. The ball does go through the uprights when you hit the cross, the upright. And
it's funny. I've said many times, just from an athlete standpoint, I didn't play football, but, one, you have to learn how to compete. But two, you have to learn how to win. And there is a distinction in that. And I think part of it is just expectation. When you get to the point when you think you're going to win, and even when you're in a tough spot, somebody's going to make a play to make the difference and figure out a way to get the W.
When you're playing confidently, things go your way. And things, you just make the right decisions because you don't have anything holding you back. If you're timid, it's just not going to work.
Well, let's talk about a number of other aspects that influenced the game. Number one, not having number 63, Ryan Dahl, on the offensive line again, that hurt. He had been terrific until the recent weeks, and I don't know what this medical injury is that's keeping him out, whether he's got mono or he's sick or whatever's going on. But when a guy like 63 isn't in the game, that hurts because Cody Wallace is a quality football player and is a senior, but really Cody Wallace is a center moved over to play guard, and it's just a different position.
Let me do something I haven't done during the course of season six, and that is tip my hat to Mr. Maloney. At the beginning of the year, you and others were saying the offensive line was the big question mark on this team, and obviously we've had some injuries too, but Lambert may have made some mistakes the other night, but he also was hurried a number of times and was hit multiple times. So I don't know what kind of impact that had on some of his throws.
Well, and to sort of continue that line of thinking, number 75, Siddiqui Olunrewaju, started the game, but then he didn't play very much. And, he was supposed to be the starter all year. And there's other players that just haven't been themselves. I know Connor Davis has battled injuries his entire career. He's shown a lot of guts over there at right guard. And it's funny, last year he was left guard. The poor guy's had to learn a new position every year at Virginia.
You look at the offensive line, it's really an orchestration. All these guys are moving at the same time in different directions, and it's such a team effort. It's really amazing they've done as well as they have, considering the changes that have been on the offensive line.
And the multiple changes may have been a factor in the fact that we have not run the ball very effectively the last couple of games.
And you could almost look and say, wow, it's amazing we've done as well as we have with the changes in the offensive line.
Well, and we would be remiss if we didn't mention the fact that Jack English played quite a few downs on Saturday night at left tackle. And Jack English was on the defensive line last year. Young man right here from Richmond, Virginia, played at St. Christopher's and has a lot of potential. Excellent footwork and good speed and has good hands. In fact, they even tried him at tight end briefly in summer camp. But you don't want to have to pull a young man like that and throw him into the teeth of the fire against a team like Florida State. I mean, it just shows you how the offensive line has been decimated. And I don't care what anybody says. If you're playing quarterback or running back in that scheme and you're looking at jersey numbers in there, blocking few that haven't been in there, that makes you nervous. That adds stress to everybody. Don't you think, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. And you look at the different parts of the defense and the offense. The defensive backs have had to mature. The offensive line has had to mature. The linebackers, they're all different little teams within a team that have to learn how to play together and trust each other. And when it's hard to get them all functioning together if you've got injuries and changes throughout the season. So it's a tough job.
Yeah, and Florida State, they've got athletes all over the field on both sides of the ball, but certainly on the defensive side, I think they may have perceived a little weakness in that Virginia offensive line, and it was just time to take off and go after the quarterback.
That's one thing about our team is we now have some great athletes, and because of that, we've been in every game.
Well, the fact that Virginia did not roll over in the first quarter after those plays, that shows you that there's some backbone. There's some guts. They have a spine.
We've got some stars. You're right. They think they can compete against the man in front of them, and then it becomes a team game after that.
I agree. And I know we've got some listeners that have been texting me, and they talk about culture. Doesn't the coaches aren't they responsible for creating the culture? And, you know, injuries are part of the game and all that. And next man up. Well, listen, Virginia's now got their either their third or fourth left tackle. Folks, it is hard to win any football game at this level of football if your third or fourth tackle is in the game. I mean, the guy just hadn't had enough reps. And I'm sure he played his heart out.
Well, that's arguably the most important guy on the team with a right-handed quarterback, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly one of them. Yeah. You know, they always talk about that. But every lineman up there is important because, you know, a quarterback is one play away from being decimated. You know, all you had to do was watch poor Ben, what's his name, for the Cardinals last night. He tried to sidestep and juke that defensive end who came in, and he tore his ACL trying to move away. And, you know, he just signed a new contract, and he's having his best season. The Cardinals are having their best year in 25 years, and he's out.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer. Yeah, I mean, what a devastating moment. And, you know,
and then it gets back to that confidence. How do you have team confidence when you're not sure what the other guy next to you is going to do?
Yeah.
You know, because part of playing as a team is knowing and trusting what that other person's going to do next to you, to the left and the right, and that takes time to develop.
So maybe, and Bobby said this off air, and we're speaking with Bobby Call, who's in studio tonight, former Virginia defensive back. Let's talk about the fact that, you know, 2 weeks now between now and Miami, maybe some guys can get healthy in the offensive line, and maybe the two deep can be restored a little bit.
And you can develop your sense of teamwork, your confidence level. You can prepare better for that offense when you have more time. And most likely, the offense prepare for the defense as well.
Absolutely. All right, I think what we're going to do is jump to break here quickly, come back, give us a little bit more time in the second segment. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking. We're going to have some fun breaking down the ACC, so stay with us.